Right now, it's time for Kids Q, 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works. They've got two thrift shops, one in Chapel Hill, one in Carrboro. They're both closed right now because of COVID-19, and they're not accepting physical donations. But you can check their Facebook for updates and a lot of ways you can still help support their mission of building a community where youth and their families have equitable access to resources and opportunity. We're in this together, and together we will get through it. Today, joined on the air by WCH. Shell's own Victor Lewis, and filling in for AJ, our news director, Brighton McConnell. Victor, Brighton, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
I'm not saying that I'm excited for AJ to not be here, but I'm excited that Brighton is here.
That's a much nicer way of putting the exact same thing. Brighton,
well,
how's it going?
It's going pretty well. You know, I always like to come in and shake things up here at Kids Q. I feel like I give a little bit of a different perspective from AJ.
How many times have you done Kids Q? Has it been a couple?
It's been a while. Yeah,
it has been
a while. We've had a lot going on, and I've been working remotely as much as I can.
That's true.
I'm not at double digits yet, I don't think.
No,
in terms
for sure
of kids
not.
Cues.
We'll get you up there sooner or later.
Rookie numbers. You got to pump those numbers up.
Got to get up above 10.
High batting average, though, got to say.
Are you ready for Kids Q today?
Absolutely.
100%.
All right. I love this question. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. I feel like this one could go on for a while. What is your favorite cartoon or animated movie and why?
Atlantis, wow. The Lost Empire. That's so easy. Done.
Really?
Yeah. Atlantis, The Lost Empire, 1,000%.
I've got one real quick follow-up question.
Okay.
Why?
Ooh, that's not a quick follow-up question,
it's
my friend.
It's quick for me.
I was going to say, quick on the express, I guess.
Yes, it is quick for you to say. There is nothing in the entire Disney animated repertoire like Atlantis, The Lost Empire. And frankly, there never will be again. That and Treasure Planet are neck and neck for sheer uniqueness in animation. A, art style, clean. B, a realistic steampunk-esque aesthetic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm 1,000% here for it. The voice cast is absolutely stellar. And it is a masterclass in character introductions. Every time that a new person appears on screen, you instantly know their name and what their deal is. Within 20 seconds of that meeting. I think the only other visual medium I've seen that handles character intros as well as Atlantis is the first episode of SpongeBob.
Okay.
Because the first episode of SpongeBob is also a masterclass in how to introduce characters. Because you want to establish what's important to them. And I still think about the mole guy coming off the top bunk. You have to stab the dirt. Like, he's so intense, and I love it. I love Atlantis. I love Michael J. Fox.
I was going to say, I didn't remember Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, baby. All. And also a bunch of other that guy voice actors in that movie.
I feel like all of these things that you're describing could also describe any one of a number of Miyazaki movies.
I know that you've seen
a whole bunch of Miyazaki movies.
Oh, I have seen all of them.
That is correct. Yeah.
But I'm also trying to go for not just the best thing, because obviously you can have the objective scale of great movies
and great
cinema. And there is that, and Miyazaki consistently ranks close to the top. But as far as things that are near and dear to my heart personally, what is a Victor movie? If I needed to explain me to you with one animated feature, it would be Atlantis, the Lost Empire.
You know, it makes sense.
I think that
makes a whole bunch of sense.
I also like the approach of like a Victor movie is going to be one that you rank as one of your all-time favorites that may not necessarily be number one, but it's the one that very few other people will rank as one of their all-time favorites.
Because number one is a Miyazaki movie. It jockeys back and forth between Howl's Moving Castle and Princess Mononoke. That is the two.
I'm a Spirited Away guy, but I like those two as well.
That's fine.
Yeah, all three of them together. Yeah.
I also like Spirited, and every once in a while when I rewatch Nausicaa, I remember how good Nausicaa is, and also that Patrick Stewart and Uma Thurman are both in the dub, which makes me very happy. But yes, Victor movie, favorite cartoon, Atlantis, Lost Empire.
Brighton, how about you?
I am terrible at like all-time favorite declarations, and I'm a big movies person, and I have.
You've got several movie podcasts.
Just one.
Movie summon podcast. The conviction and pick a favorite.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go with three more recent ones, because I feel like my favorites are very steeped in nostalgia, as Atlantis kind of sounds like, but I don't have one that I think means like a deep lot to me that I think I've watched recently and that I know holds up. Like, I loved The Incredibles. I loved Monsters Incorporated. I loved Bolt, even. But I haven't watched them in a long time.
Bolt
rules. Bolt is a really good underrated one. So I'm going to give you three that are more recent that I think are really good.
Prior to this, can I highlight how you said Monsters Incorporated?
I was going
to
let that go.
Old businessman Brighton over here. Yeah. Monsters Inc.
Director, I'm going to give it the full
one of my favorite movies is The Forrest Gump.
All right, the three like recent ones within the last 5 years.
Yeah,
Coco. I love Coco. I cry every time I watch Coco without fail.
Right.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I cannot get over the animation style. I could probably pop that movie on and watch it.
I just like
endlessly.
Bagel.
Like, oh, it's hilarious.
Encapsulates the entire just mindset of the movie.
Attention to detail is what that is.
Yeah. And as you were saying, stacked voice casts.
Yeah,
holy
for sure.
Smokes. The most recent one actually came out last year. It's a French film called I Lost My Body.
I haven't seen that one yet. It's a Netflix original.
Yeah. It was nominated for Best Animated Picture this past Academy Awards. It blew me away. It's really, really good. Not a kids animated movie, but a really heartfelt one and a good time. So those are three of my like most recent favorites. If I'm going for pure favorite, it's probably pulling something from the depths like The Incredibles.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like those three recent ones a whole lot.
Go for it.
I just think taking the recent film tack is something that's interesting, because like my instant mind filing cabinet moved past a lot of anime, except for the movies that Aaron was talking about, because that's its own genre.
Oh, for sure.
That strays away from what I immediately think when I think cartoon.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so as far as recent movies go, Coco's really good, but I'm an Inside Out fan.
Oh, it's so good.
Speaking of movies that will make you cry every single time, in several different places, so I'll go with that one. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was really good, but I've also got a soft spot for Isle of Dogs.
Wes Anderson movie. I love me some Wes
Anderson. Great movie. But taking the Victor tack and saying, okay, like looking at my top five or my top 10 favorite animated movies, which is the one that the fewest people are likely to say, Victor, you already know, or you should, which one I'm going to say.
Are you going to say Triplets?
I'm going to say Triplets of Belleville.
Yeah. All right. I'm with it.
Yeah.
See, that's why I mentioned anime, because in hearing his, I was just thinking to myself, Aaron's going to say Triplets. I know he's going to say it. Which then made me think that as much as I stand by Atlantis, Ghost in the Shell is 1,000% up there. But that's much less a movie that I feel like could explain me and more just something that I like. And I think that's kind of the difference.
And there are other animated movies that I like better than Triplets of Belleville, but it's such an obscure and wild and
crazy movie.
I had to watch it twice before I liked it, because the first time I went into it, okay, so Triplets of Belleville, French animator named Sylvain Chomet basically hand drew this entire movie himself. And it's almost completely silent, just a couple of just incidental words here and there. It's about an old woman who's raising her grandson. He is a bicyclist. He's in the Tour de France. Something happens. She has to go to New York. She hooks up with these three old ladies who used to be singers back in the 30s, and then wackiness ensues even more from there. It's also got one of the best dogs in movie history.
It does have one
Bruno
of the best
dogs. Is great. But the first time I watched it, I did not know what I was getting into, and it's super fun, but it's super dark as well. And you have to know that. And once you know that, then you're good. Then you can just go for the ride, and it's fantastic.
It definitely summons up the feeling that you get, or at least one of my favorite feelings from any filmmaker that I would consider to be great, which is you genuinely have no idea what's happening
None
next.
None whatsoever.
And that's Coen Brothers, that's Miyazaki, that's a movie where you don't know what's coming.
Yep.
And yep. Triplets pulls that off in French style.
And it's also got one of the best songs, like movie songs of all time. Like, that song is so catchy.
I feel like we're just pitching this to the audience now.
I'm pitching it to the audience.
You should probably watch Triplets of Belleville.
You've made the pitch to me. I have it in my watch list, yeah. I believe.
So Triplets of Belleville, Atlantis the Lost Empire, and...
Let's just go with I Lost My Body.
I Lost My Body.
Yeah,
I'll watch that. Cool. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, we know you do. Share them on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works. Use the hashtag KidsQ, and that's Works with an X. Victor Brighton, thank you so much.
Thank you.